in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Aleph. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay till the end of the Siman. Asur Letakein Malbushov Umin Olav Hakruin. One is not allowed to repair clothing and shoes that are torn, even if they tore on Chol HaMoed. V'chein Asur Lo Malei Yehudi Letak Them. You cannot have a non-Jew repair them. Says the Rama, Miyu Al Yedei Shinui Shor Letak Them Ktsas Asarach HaMoed. By way of a Shinui, you're allowed to fix them a little bit, Letzarach HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really know where this little bit came from. The principle that we're dealing with is that since this does not involve food, it's only Tzarach HaMoed, a Maisa Umin is not permissible. Repairing clothing as well as repairing shoes is considered a Maisa Umin, unless it's done by way of a Shinui. On the base of what we learn in the Malacha of Tfira that we're going to see, the halacha is that someone who is not a professional, doesn't really know what he's doing, is allowed to fix a shoe or a beged kedarko on Chol HaMoed. Now, what happens if you realize that if you're going to keep wearing them, that tear is going to get worse. So even though the tear is going to get worse, it's still aser, that's not enough to be a davar avud, unless the shoe will get totally destroyed. If the shoe will get totally destroyed, then it's mutter even al yedei Yisrael to go and fix the shoe, because that's called davar avud. And you have no other shoes to wear, you're going to be wearing that, and the more you wear it, it'll come apart completely, it'll get to the point of no return. That's a davar avud, you can have someone repair it on Chol HaMoed. Sifhei. Mi shetzarech lo beged b'moed. Someone needs clothing on Chol HaMoed. Im hoya hedyet. If he is not a professional. Veino marir bo samalacha. And he doesn't really know how to do things well. Hareza oso so kedarko. So he can do it in the regular way, because the odds are it's not going to come out very well. We're not going to call his sewing a maisa umin. So that a non-professional can go ahead and sew up an entire garment for use on Chol HaMoed, because we say that the way he sews is not considered professional. Even though it's a malacha gemura. A malacha gemura is mutter for tzarech haguf, just not a malacha umin. V'im hoya umin mohir, what happens if he is a professional? Hareza oso samay sehedyet. So he's got to do it in an abnormal way. Dahainu. Sheyasa tfiris rechavis. What he does is, first of all, the stitches should be wide stitches. A professional knows how to sew and make very fine stitches, and a beginner and amateur usually makes very wide stitches. So he should go out of his way to make wide stitches. Utfir achas lamal of achas lamato keshinu yakelev. He should do it in a way that it's not straight, that the stitches are not aligned. It's not a perfect straight line. One goes up, one goes down. Haga v'chol odam yachmar al atzmo. The Rama says that we are not clear on the definition of an umin. It could be that anyone that knows how to sew a little bit is already considered an umin. Therefore, everybody should use this shinui, even a non-professional. V'lo mahani l'umin litfor ayidei zeh shiyasana b'achizas hamachiv b'yado. A professional that's sewing cannot do it with a shinui by holding the needle, for example, in the wrong finger. Ela b'inan shinui haniker. You need a shinui haniker, meaning the shinui has to be visible in the stitching. It is not enough that it was a shinui in the way he was holding the needle. Now we'll see a little later that even when it's mutter, you're not allowed to take money for it. So if you go to a professional and he's doing it al yedei shinui, he's not really supposed to take schar for it. The Mishnah Berurah raises the case of an infant that's having a bris, and you'd like to sew him up a beautiful white outfit to cover the bris. So he says, no, you can wrap him up in a piece of material. A child that age doesn't need clothing. And we would not be matur sewing on Chol HaMoed for that.